In 1961, it took a crisis, the space race, to speed things up. Today, we don't have a crisis. We have an opportunity. To seize this opportunity, I'm not proposing a 10-year plan like Apollo. I'm proposing a long-range, continuing commitment. First, for the coming decade, for the 1990s, space station freedom, our critical next step in all our space endeavors. And next, for the new century, back to the moon, back to the future, and this time, back to stay. And then a journey into tomorrow, a journey to another planet, a manned mission to Mars. As William Jennings Bryan said, destiny is not a matter of chance, it is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for, it is a thing to be achieved. And to those who may shirk from the challenges ahead, let me say this. The way to honor the Apollo astronauts is not by calling them back to Washington for another round of tribute. Major national and international initiative is needed. Environmental destruction knows no borders. Mission to planet Earth is a critical part of our space program. And it reminds us what the astronauts remember, the most stirring sight of all. It wasn't the moon or the stars, as I remember. It was the Earth. Tiny, fragile, precious, blue orb, rising above the arid desert, Tranquility Bay. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved. Back to the moon, back to the future, and this time, back to stay. And then a journey into tomorrow, to Mars.
Take a single step today.